So you referred to first-line therapy of non-squamous, and obviously with the carbo, pemetrexed, pembrolizumab approach. Can you talk, though, about other data sets that have been presented in that space and how you see other options?
Well, so we have several. I mentioned the pivotal KEYNOTE-024 study, and then I mentioned the KEYNOTE-042 study, which just was presented in the 1% or higher. We have other data now, though. We have a study with atezolizumab, what's called the IMpower150 study. This is an interesting trial looking at platinum doublet chemotherapy with bevacizumab, so carboplatin, paclitaxel, bevacizumab, and giving kind of atezo with that. So a four-drug regimen, carboplatin, paclitaxel, bevacizumab, and atezolizumab, and then a regimen, a third arm of chemotherapy with atezolizumab. And what we know from that IMpower150, and it's been published in the New England Journal now, Mark Soczynski is the first author. And actually, Neil, I heard this past week it's NCCN compendia listed. I haven't looked it up online, but I heard it made the compendia. That's a positive study. So that study met its endpoints for PFS and OS, a trial of a four-drug regimen in non-squamous lung cancer. We still don't know how good atezo versus bev is, but we know the four-drug regimen is better than just chemo. So that's a new standard. Should we use it? I guess if you're a big fan of paclitaxel and bevacizumab-based regimens, I think that's a reasonable regimen. For me, if I was going to choose that regimen versus 189, 189 is a regimen I'm a little bit more comfortable with, and I don't think I've seen enough to say that 150 is better than 189 or vice versa. They look pretty similar to me. What there's been a lot of buzz about is in the 150 study, they allowed patients to go on who had EGFR and ALK alterations who had already received standard of care TKI therapy. These patients were often excluded from some of the other pivotal trials, and then they could go on to this study. So you got something like erlotinib for an EGFR mutated lung cancer, and then you went on 150. And when you look at the forest plots in those subsets, they seem to benefit also. And so these are the first data from a prospective randomized phase three study where you see benefit for checkpoint inhibitor strategies in patients with EGFR alterations specifically. And so I've heard some buzz since ASCO that goes like this. If I have a patient on osimertinib and they progress, I think I would go to 150 next. I don't think there's anything wrong with that strategy. I don't think there were patients that got osi that went on 150, or there weren't many of them. I don't think that's wrong for that strategy, but we don't know that that still wouldn't be a good strategy with 189 either. I mean, I think.
And when you talk about these numbers, can you specify the regimens again?
So it's the old 45-99 regimen, the Alan Sandler regimen of carboplatin, paclitaxel, and bevacizumab. You know, a regimen that's a great regimen. We've used it forever. And then add atezo to it. That's what that is.